Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kamma daf pei, one of the last few daf in Perek Merubah, chocked full, yeah, Perek Merubah, fantastic. So we're coming to the end of it, and we're here on Ayin Tassim of Beis, right, at the Mishnah, about 6-7 lines up on the skinny lines. And the Mishnah says like this, Ain Megadlin Behemah Daka Beretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to raise a Behemah Daka. Behemah Daka is thin as opposed to behemah gasa, which is fat. Or I don't know if thin and fat are the proper words here, or adjectives. But you're not allowed to raise a small domesticated animal. We're talking goats, we're talking sheep, those types of animals in Eretz Yisrael. Why in the world would that be true? So if you look at Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shem Avirus, the Sodas, will call Sodas Eretz Yisrael, Stumim the Yisrael. Because back in the day, right, it was very common for sheep and goats to graze in other people's fields, and right, Pashas is, right, we're going to have a lot of Geneva and Gzela, and we want people to live together nicely in Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a lot of issues. So not allowed to raise those small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, well, whether these halachos, you're going to have a lot of halachos that perhaps don't necessarily apply to nowadays, right, we'll see. That's not a for our discussion for now. It was not all lachashir. So anyway, so Viter. So that's what the Mishnah says. Avo Magadlim b'Suria, but you are allowed to raise them in Suria. Suria, again, is the land that David HaMelech conquered, and that was not entirely considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Ubim b'Baros Shal Eretz Yisrael, also in the deserts of Eretz Yisrael. If Ein Magadlim Tarnagolim b'Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim, if not Kachim, because of Kachim. Rashi explains over here, because chickens very often will peck at the garbage, and there could be some sort of sheretz, some sort of tame dead animal, and then they could then peck at the kachim, right, and then transfer the kedusha, transfer the tumah rather, to the kachim, and that obviously messed things up. The lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael, now that's in Yerushalayim, and outside in Eretz Yisrael it was moter, but the kohanim themselves, who had to be more careful about tumah, obviously, they couldn't do it throughout the entirety of Eretz Yisrael, pnataros, because they not only have to deal with kachim obviously is korbanos and stuff that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so Yerushalayim is very relevant. But even outside Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim had to be careful about taros, whether it's a truma and the like. So they would not be able to have chickens either. Ein megadlin chazir b'chol makom, you're not allowed to raise pigs anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, right? Or b'chol makom could be perhaps anywhere. I didn't even think about that, but it could be anywhere. I don't see Rashi. Okay, well, fine. We'll talk about it in a second. Talk about pigs, not today, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll get to that in general. Viter. Lo yigdal adam esakelev elim kain haya kosher b'shal shelas, and you're not allowed to raise a dog unless it's tied by a chain. Obviously, you don't want people to get maimed and stuff. In person nishuvim leyonim, nishuvim. I'm not sure, but some sort of traps for doves. Elim kain haya rachok mina yishuv, right? Lamed ris, unless it is lamed ris. Ris is a measurement of distance. Unless it was 30 ris outside of the city, outside of the people, you know, habitable areas, because we don't want people, obviously, to trap doves that belong to other people. Rashi says that 30 ris is 4 mil. That's a ballpark 2.5 miles. Okay. Tanur Rabban Willa Nebraisa. I say ballpark simply because there's machlokas about how long all this stuff is, and depending on the different shitas, right? Let's say berech 2.5 miles. Tanur Rabban Willa Nebraisa. Ein megadlin behemah daka be'eretz Yisrael, av megadlin bechorshim she'be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise these sheep and goats, right? These small small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, but in the forest, and that's fine. In the forest, and the right, we had that word chorshim before, right? If you remember. Yesterday, if you look right, like third line on the daf, right? They said Ra'u Hidman Bechorshin, right? We said the guy who's hiding in the forest and shechting and killing animals. Okay, so you're allowed to raise these animals in the forests, and it's Shal Basuria Afilu Biyushuv, and in Suria, even in the city. In Tzor Chlomer B'Chutzlaretz, certainly in Chutzlaretz. Tani Yidach, another bryce says in Megadlan Behemah Daka Beretz Yisrael, right? That you're not allowed to raise a Behemah Daka, a small domesticated animal in Yisrael. Av Megadlan Mimbershav Biyehuda Mimbershav B'Shebes for Akko, but you can raise them in the desert in Yehuda and desert in Akko, and again that has the same status, right, as the forest, because it's, you know, not owned by anybody. Right, and even though you can't raise goats and sheep, or these small domesticated animals, but you can raise big, large domesticated animals. Rashi says animals that would normally work, so let's say horses, and donkeys, and cows, and oxen, and stuff like that. So lefi she'ein goes in gzera al tzibur elam kin rov tzibur yichol lamed bo, because you can't make gzera on the tzibur if they can't handle it. Meaning people have to plow their field. You can't say, right, where are you going to get? The Gemara will explain, I guess, right now. Yeah, but why can't the tzibur be yamabo? Why can't the tzibur handle that gzera? Meaning the small domesticated animals they can handle, but the big ones they can't. So the Gemara explains that behemah daka esher lahavi mechutz laaretz, because you can transport small domesticated animals from mechutz laaretz, but you know, whenever you need, if you have a simcha, right, you order a sheep from, I don't know, Syria or whatever, right? Got your goats coming from Saudi Arabia, I don't know, whatever, fine. But behemah gasa, but large animals, then esher lahavi mechutz laaretz, right? It's impossible. You're not bringing a truckload of oxen. Right, if you need to plow a field, right, that's impossible. So therefore, right, they weren't gozer on that. And even though they said you can't raise goats and sheep, however, let's say you need them, right? Again, they're korbanos, right? Person had a simcha, right? The yom tif, right? Three times a year, you got to bring a korban. So aval masha who kodom the regal shloshim yom, you have 30 days before the regal to start, you know, kind of collecting animals, shechting them, keeping their meat, whatever it is. Vekodem mishteh b'no lamed yom, and also before, let's say you need to make a wedding, 30 days, right? So then you got 30 days to prep for that. Uvavach lo yishe achrona shloshim yom, and as long as you don't leave the last one 30 days, meaning what does that mean? Meaning let's say 30 days before your son's wedding, mitzvah amen, and you know you want to start getting animals in, so you get animal on the 30th day, you get an animal on the 20th day, you get an animal on the 10th day. So basically, what you shouldn't do, right, is shecht the 30th day animal. Right, the day you got 30 days before, and then keep the animal that you had 10 days before, another 20 days after the wedding. That's not, you're not supposed to do. You might have thought to say, the nafigli regal, so once the regal passes, ad hashta ahachati lo malule tlasim yomim. Maybe you might have thought that, you know, the one you bought, let's say, 10 days before the regal, and well, the holiday is over, and I don't need it anymore, so I can keep it around, right, until I've had 30 days are over. So Gemara says, lo. So that you can't do that, right? So lo nema tlasim mishra sharle lashuye, ala kevin dafik le regal, right, lo me bayale le yeshe. What it means is that basically, once the regal has passed, once the holiday has passed, right, you can't leave it anymore. Meaning you have 30 days up until the regal, not 30 total days from when you buy the animal. Okay, fine. Vatabach lokin vashoche, a butcher, right, can do business with that. Right, Rashi points out there's something called the Yom HaShuk, the day of the marketplace, so he can, you know, prep for that. Apparently that wasn't so often. So that's his business, right, so he can get these animals. He can check them and lokech v'shoha, or he can keep it with him. As long as he doesn't keep the last one for 30 days. Rashi says aguna is meucheres. Where is that? Is that Tosos? Yeah, the Tosos says aguna is a weird lashon, right? Kind of a weird lashon, because didn't we say the achrona? Right? The last language we had was the achrona, the last one. Here it says we call it the aguna. Right? That doesn't make sense. Okay, fine. So Tosos has another approach over there. So check it out, Top Tosos. Viter. Shalu Tamidov S. Rabban Gamliel. Right? Again, that. It's a Talmidim asked Rabban Gamliel the following Shaila. Ma'o legado. Is it mutter, right, to raise, again, Pashas is, right, we're talking about, right, these sheep and goats. And Amar lahen mutter. And he said, sure enough, yes. Vatan, they said, one second, they were ready for this, right? Maybe they knew that was a sheet, though, yeah? So they came, Rebbe, what's the halacha, by the way? So they're Vatan, and they said, what about our Mishnah? In Megadlin, our Mishnah says you can't. So they didn't ask that, Shiloh. What they really asked was, Mao lishos, are you allowed to keep, right, the animal, right? You're allowed to keep it for a while. And Pashas is, again, after, right, 30 days, not just before the wedding, so, or the holidays. So I'm allowed to have mutter. And he said, sure enough, it's mutter. As long as you don't let it go out and graze. Right, yeah, I got to keep a watch on it. Ella, kosha, bekari emita, right? Do it like Am Yisrael, Mesuk Sparsha, right? Tie it up, right, at the foot of the bed, and make sure it doesn't go outside. Okay. Toner Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Maisa, a fascinating story. A lot of kashas on this story. We'll just raise two of them. But a fascinating story. Toner Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Maisa, b'chosid echad, there was a tzaddik, shaya goneach milibo. What does that mean? Goneach milibo. Rashi says, tzoek mipine ke'ev halev. He was screaming because his heart was hurting. Lohay yachol lahashiv rucho. He couldn't calm him down. Freaking out. Sounds like a heart attack. Something to that effect. We'll have to see. We'll point out exactly why saying it was a heart attack is not so pushy. Anyway, so Vishalu Larofim, they went to the doctors, Ramu, and they said, Ein lo takana el shi yonek chalav roteach meshachers l'shachers. The only thing you can do for him is that every morning he has to drink chalav roteach, literally means boiling, but it means fresh milk, right, every morning. So Vehevilo lo ez, they brought him goat's milk, and that's already, yeah, okay, they brought him a goat to drink goat's milk, and sure enough, they tied it next to his bed, because, you know, you've got to drink it in the morning, first thing, might as well have it right there. Didn't have a fridge, right? Some people roll out of bed, they have a fridge stocked with whatever. He had a goat. Okay. If I yonek mimena mishachas and shachas, every morning he would, you know, drink from his goat, and I guess that he would be okay. Liyomim, right, as days passed, nechnesu chaver of levakar, apparently he didn't heal completely, and his friends wanted to come do bikacholim. Kevin sharo, saw ha'ez, kashua, bekari mita, but they walked in, they saw the goat tied to the bed, and chazru l'acharim, they kind of, you know, stepped backwards, they ran away, or they took a step back or two. Right, they said, listen, mizuyim bebe social zed, this guy's got thieves in his house, meaning he assumed that the goat was, you know, grazing in other people's fields. If the people is stealing. And we're going in to visit him. The implication being, well, this guy's a ganav. Why should we go visit him? Yashvu Badku, they sat down and they checked. And the only sin they found in this guy was that sin of, you know, the Darabanan din of raising small goats in Eretz Yisrael, small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Vavhu, and even that guy, B'shas Misaso, when he died eventually, Amar, he said, Yodah ani she'in bi avon ela avon osa ha'ez shavart yaldivri achaveirai. The only sin I got is that goat that I violated the words of my friends. And even though, right, I brought the goat, because I was sick, right? They said you're not allowed to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Yes, in Echanami, Rav Gamliel says his mutter, if you tie it to the bedpost. But everybody else disagrees with him because, you know, he's das yachid. Because so this is, that's the only thing I violated. A couple of things. First of all, if this was pikuach nefesh, like it was a heart attack, like we said, why in the world would this be an avera? This would be totally fine. So obviously, you got to say this was not pikuach nefesh. It was just he was in a lot of pain. So right. So therefore, they did this whole thing. Second of all, how in the world can you sit and analyze someone's averos? Where they sit and they analyze and they only found this avera? Not him. Like, this guy, okay, fine, maybe he was able to analyze his averos. But his friend sat, so the Vulchanan and Kovas Yurim has a couple pieces on this. He says, he must have had some sort of Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. Fine. Another thing, what was the other thing I want to mention? Is, also it's something I didn't see mentioned in the Rishonim, but what the implication of the sugya is that if he was a Rasha, if he was a Ganav, they wouldn't have a mitzvah bigger colon. Which is fascinating. I hope that doesn't apply nowadays, because I'd imagine none of us are complete and perfect tzaddikim, and I'm pretty sure the mitzvah bigger cholim still applies. Okay, that dafka I didn't see raised by any of the commentaries. All right, anyway, could be I missed it, but that, okay. Weiter. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says like this: Mibali batim shema galila elyon hayu beis abba. Right, my father, I came from the father of Balabatim. My father's family was Balabatim in the Galil. Why was their town destroyed? Again, very difficult to understand. Because they used to graze in the Chorshim, right, in the forests. Again, even though we said that's mutter, we'll see in a second why it's not mutter. And they have court cases with one person, even though, you know, that you're supposed to have a beis din. So one dayan would judge me dini mamonos. Right, and even though, right, they had forests, these forests were near the houses, they didn't go to other people's fields, right? They went to the forest, but the forests were still owned. As you see, they were near their houses. So suddenly, Katana Haya, it was still a small field, right, between the houses and the forest. It wasn't also that they went to the forest necessarily. Maybe they weren't privately owned. Maybe I didn't understand that correctly. But it could be, right, the Pasha says that the Soda Katana Haya, right, the field, the middle field in the middle, right, and that was what they would pass through the small field, and therefore they would, l'chora, the animals would have eaten, right, from this small field as well, right, on the way to these to the forest. Okay, very harsh punishment for those for the people in Elyon HaGalil. Galil HaElyon. Tana Rabbanan will learn the Roet she'asa tshuva. Again, we said that it's usher to raise these types of animals. So let's say a shepherd has done tshuva. Problem is, he's got a flock of 100 sheep and 100 goats, or whatever. And, okay, he's chozer b'tshuva and he wants to find a different parnasa. But now what do? You sell off a whole entire flock, you're going to lose some money because, you know, people see you're desperate, right? You sell the whole thing wholesale, whatever. So Gemara says, Gemara was sensitive to that. Ein mechayven oso limkor miyad. We don't make him sell everything at this immediately. Ella, rather, mocha al yad. Right, you sell it, what's it called? One at a time. Hold on a second. Sorry, just getting a call over here that I got declined. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, So, right, he doesn't have to sell it all right away. Ella Mocher al Yad al Yad, he can sell it one at a time, right, to make sure he doesn't lose any money on the deal. V'chein ger shenafel lo klavim v'chazirim b'yerusho. And also a ger, whose father had dogs and pigs, not allowed to have those. So, Pasha's dog is what's it called? You'll see dogs are, if they're dangerous or whatever, and pigs, right? We mentioned the Mishnah. So if he has, let's say he inherited them, and what do you, okay, he owns them now. So we don't make them sell it off right away. Again, same idea. We don't want to make him lose all that money. And so too, if someone takes a nether, likach bayis, likach isha beretz Yisrael. The Girsa question is, whether it's bayis or likach isha beretz Yisrael, right? There's no mitzvah to marry a woman from Eretz Yisrael. Right, so Pashas probably the Girsa could be likach bayis beretz Yisrael v'likach isha. But okay, either way, the guy takes a nether to either buy a house or to marry a woman. Right, so emechayven also likach miad adji imza es hogenislo. Right, we don't make him, you know, quickly, immediately, you know, fulfill your nether. No, we find something that's shayach. Right, we don't wait till, you know, you find a good business deal or a good wife. Ma'aseh b'isha achas erter. There's a story with a woman shayach benal meitzar lo, his son who was bothering her. The kavta of Anishba, and when she wasn't married, and she got up and she took a nether, a shvu, and she said, "Call me Shiavo any machzir." Also, anybody who comes, I'm not going to turn them away. Meaning, I'm not going to not say if someone who comes and proposes, I'm going to get married to him. Right? I mean, she needs help from a husband, whatever, from dealing with her kid. The kavta Allah bnei adam shenem who gunim, and sure enough, people came who were not shayach, right, and said, "Will you marry me?" Ukshabat davar etzal chachamim amru lo niskav nuzu ela lahagun la. When they came to the Beis Din or the Chachamim, they said, "Yeah, Enochanami, she doesn't have to accept right away. She's looking for a proper husband, not a couple of these bums." Good, right? Kishem she'amru in megadlan beimadaka, kach amru in megadlan chayadaka. Again, as we had with the Brisa, right? Just that we can't raise sheep and goats. Sheep and goats. So too, we're not allowed to raise chayadaka, which is, what's a chayadaka? A chay is a quote unquote a wild animal that's domesticated. Rashi says over here, shu'olim. Right, or foxes, I can't find it. Tzviim v'shualim, so deers and foxes. Deers, I keep on doing that. Deer and foxes. Foxes? Did I say foxen? It's been a long day. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so you can't raise those either. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Megadlin Kalavim Kufrim, V'chatulim V'kofin V'chuldus V'sanayim. Right, you're allowed to take these types of, certain types of dogs and cats. Right, and Kofim is monkeys, and Chuldos is a certain type of weasel. And Pnei Osim the Nakar is a bias because they're able to clean the house, meaning they get rid of, let's say, vermin or other types of things. Right, these little animals. My Chuldos Sinaim, what are these types of weasels? Amar Rav Yehuda Sharza Charza, okay, whatever type of creepy crawly thingy. Vigadami Charza, some people say Charza, which would sting. Dikatine Sake Varaya Bene Vradone, and it eats between the bushes. My Shirza, why is it called that? Midatoy Sake. It has very short legs. It looks like it's crawling right on the ground. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Asino atzmino b'vavel k'eretz Yisrael l'beh medaka. We have made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael in terms of the halachas of beh medaka, and in the sense that we are not allowed to raise these sheep and goats in Chutzlar in Bavel as well. And again, you see, it's not a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael thing. It's just a Jewish yishuv, a Jewish settlement thing. So therefore, they extended it to Bavel. Amalei Rav Adi Bar Avi L'Ravuna Didchamai. What about your animal? Right, again, you have an animal. Samarlei said to him, Didan Kamintra LaChova. My wife Chova is watching them, takes care of them. Samarlei Rav Adi Bar Avi said back to him, very fascinating. Chova Tikbarinu Livna. A very intense response. Chova is going to end up burying right her children. Very intense. A couple ways to understand this. Basically, I'm just trying to find the Rashi over here. Yeah. Sha'ata somech alav v'hi eina yichol lishmor. He's saying that she's not able, right, to watch over these animals. She's the one you pointed as a shomer. She's not able to watch these animals. It wasn't in the sense that, you know, it's just not going to happen. If you look at Tosfos, one second. Right, so Tosus points out that here what you could say is that it's like bitmia, it's a shock. I mean, this is what she's going to do? This is her way to bury her sons, that she's not going to raise them, but she's going to be watching the animals? And the Chor is like, meaning it wasn't a curse necessarily, but Tosus does point out at the end that there's a similar Gemara in Nazir, and there you can't explain that it was in shock. and it wasn't like that, and it actually was a curse. Okay, but either way, the Gemara finishes off and says very, you know, tragically, Kula Shnei Derav Adabar Ava Lo Akayim Zara Lerav Huna Mechova. And sure enough, Rav Huna and Chova didn't have any kids that lived, right, while Adabar Ava was alive. Again, if it was a curse, that's why, and if it wasn't, so then we have a concept that the Kilas Chacham B'chinam Huba, that the curse of a Chacham, even if it doesn't, you know, doesn't fit, didn't really mean it, or the condition isn't matched, and isn't made, still it comes true in a certain sense. Some people say, that maybe when Rav came to Bavel, that's when they started this whole gzera of the Behemah Dakas not raising sheep and goats. Rav, Ushmul, Ravasi, Ikloi, Levei Shavua HaBen, Ravamrile, Levei Yeshua HaBen. Right, Ravasi and Rav and Shmuel went to either a Shavua HaBen, which Rashi points out is a Bris Mila, or a Yeshua HaBen, which was a Pidyon HaBen. Okay, either way, long story short, they all got to the same place at the same time. Ravalo al Kameder Shmuel. Rav didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. Shmuel al Kameder Ravasi. Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Ravasi. And Ravasi lo al Kameder Rav. And Ravasi didn't want to go in front of Rav. So what are they going to do? I'm Raman Nitrach. So what are we going to do? Who's going to wait outside? Nitrach Shmuel. Venaisi Rav for Ravasi. Let Rav, apparently it was big enough for two people to go in through the entrance. So Shmuel waited outside. Rav and Ravasi went in. Right, this is what's say over here. But basically, that was they're trying to give cover to each other. Right, we'll just leave it at that. Venitrach Rav or Ravasi. Why did they leave Shmuel outside? Why didn't they leave Rav or Ravasi? So Rav Mikla ba'alma Milsa ba'alma who David led Shmuel, because Rav was being nice to Shmuel. Rav was actually greater. He's trying to do Machesed. Shmuel to whom Maisel Delatia, because once he cursed him and Adbrei Rav Aleh. So Rav accepted upon himself to be Mechamed Shmuel, whatever he could. What's that story? So that's Gemara Shabbos, where Rav was sick, and Shmuel was a doctor, so Shmuel gave him some sort of medicine, and it was very painful. So Rav didn't realize, and he thought, thought he was someone who was trying to kill him, and he said, whoever, you know, trying to kill me should not have boys, and sure enough, Shmuel only had girls. Okay, whatever, fine. I mean, his sons should not live, and then, Baruch Hashem, that wasn't true, but Shmuel had girls. I'm pretty sure that's how the Gemara goes over there. Okay, either way. The Hachi. Meanwhile, Asa Shunra Katai Liada Diyanuka. Pretty wild. A cat came, right? Shunra, you know from Chagagia. A cat came and cut off, the hand of a kid, of a child. Not a betrayzuzi, not a kid, like a goat, but a child, I mean a baby's hand. And Navag Rav got up, Vidarish, and he darshaned. Chatul Mutar Lahargo, you're allowed to kill a cat. Asher l'kaimo, you're not allowed to have a cat. Ve'in bo mishum gezel, and if you steal it, it's hefker, there's no problem for steal it. Ve'in bo mishum heshev aveda l'baylem, and there's no chiyav of Hashavas aveda, right? Nobody owns cats, right? They're hefker. So Kumar says, one second. Now, my father, who's listening to this right now, right, has three cats in his house, so he is probably listening intently for the Hamshach of the Gemara, but even if you don't have cats, Gemara will explain right now. We came to Amar to Mutar Lahargo my Nihu to Asher Lekaimo. Why did Rav say that Rav says Mutar to kill a cat, obviously it's Asher to keep it. So Mazatema, because you might have thought Mutar Lahargo, but Isur Aleka. You're allowed to kill it, but it's not Asher. It's Kamash Malan, right? Rav teaches it's Asher to keep a cat. Amri said, or they said in the base measures, came to Amarta Ein Bo Mishum Gezel my Nihu to Ein Bo Mishum Heshev Aveda. And again, as you may have wondered, if it's not usher, you're not chayav for stealing it. Obviously, that means it's hefker. So why do you need to tell me there's no chayav hashavas aveda? Obviously, it's hefker. So Ravino laoro, right? We're talking about its skin, right? Not the animal, right? In the animal itself. Okay, a mesve. Hold on, we're not done with the cats yet. Mesve, I'll bring a kasha from a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Megadlin, Klavim, Kufrim, Chatulim, Kufrim, Vecholos Sinayim. Right again, we just quoted that a second ago. You can keep, you can in Eretz Yisrael, you can raise small dogs, right, and cats, and that's our kasha, right, and monkeys and these weasels. Because they can clean out the house, they kill the small little rodents or whatever's running around. So apparently, you can't keep cats. So what do you do? Lo kasha haba uchma haba chivra, one with black cats and one with white cats. Now I couldn't find if you look at Rashi, right, the chiyura, right, the white ones apparently are muad lehizik adam, right. Apparently, they're very common for the white ones to hurt people, right, to damage people. Apparently, the black ones were more domesticated, and therefore, they would be mutter. And again, obviously, I'm not sure if it's exactly, again, maybe it could be that back in the day, that was how it was. Obviously, in the Shtonu HaTvayim, that nowadays there's no real indication of nature of a cat by its hair, by the color of its fur. But Pashas is, right, again, from the Gemara, where it seems that, you know, a cat that is going to hurt people, you can't keep around, but a cat that's not, so then that seems to be fine. I've had my said Rav Uch Mohava, but the story of Rav was a black cat. So you see there's no difference. Awesome. Uchma Bar Chayuru Hava. There, no, it was a black cat. It was born to a white cat. So since it had a white cat in its lineage, so therefore it had that danger quality to it. Finally, Ravina asked the following Shaila, the boy Ravina, Uchma Bar Chayuru Mahu. What about, right? Ravina asked his Shaila, what about a black cat, the son of a white cat? Right, so it's, is it mutter? The Ravina, so they said, no, Ravina Shaila was, but Uchma Bar Chiyura, or Chivara, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but Bar Uchma, right? It's black, whose father, or let's say parents were white, but the grandparents were black. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But again, either way, and Rav was that exactly. Was not that Shaila. Rav's Shaila story was there was a black cat, son of a white cat. So its grandparents are also white, so therefore it must have been, right, dangerous. Okay, either way, Pashas, right, you're allowed to keep an animal if it's not dangerous. That seems to be the Pashas of the Sugya. Okay. But again, there's Shulchan Aruch and you know, the post can do weigh in on this. Okay. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Papa. Mishum Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Adar Bar Papa. V'amrilah, some people say, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Chiyah Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Acha Bar Papa. V'amrilah, some people say, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Acha Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Long story short, somebody with the Papa family name said as follows. Masriyan al chikuch b'shabes, a little bit halacha l'maisa. Wait, we masriyan. The question is exactly what that means. Let's just say Rashi for now, and then we'll point out Tosos. Masriyan betzibur uvetachana uvetchina uveshofros v'chatzotzos b'mesekas tainis. Mesekas tainis talks about certain times where there's misfortune and trouble coming on Am Yisrael, and you're allowed to cry out and daven and do these special tefillos. So Rashi already points out that we're talking about shofar and chatzotzos and trumpets. So you're allowed to do this type of tefillah. Al chikuch, if you look at Rashi, shchin. Right, again, this week's parsha, or last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago, that on Shabbos. So if you have some sort of shchin, some sort of plague of boils going around the town, you're allowed to do this type of tefillah on Shabbos. Now, Tosas already points out the obvious kasha, right? If you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? How in the world are you telling me that you can blow shofar on Shabbos if you have this issue? So Tosas says it's not exactly blowing shofar. Rashi Tosas says instead it means Ela Hasra B'peh, right? Be'aneinu, he means Yishtayaneinu. Okay, either way, you're allowed to say this extra tefillah on Shabbos. Again, that's obviously what we do nowadays when there's things, difficulties in Am Yisrael. V'delet nin eles lo b'mehira tiftach. That a door that's been closed will not be easily opened. We'll talk about what that means in a second. And if you buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're even allowed to write a contract on Shabbos. And obviously the Gemara will ask, what do you mean writing is one of the 39 melachos? That's Asur D'Oraisa. Gemara will have to get to that in a second. But one second. Meisvei, hold on, ask you a kasha. Shar Peronos, Mishrachos, Barosal, Tzibur, Gigon Chikuch, right? All these troubles that come on Am Yisrael, like these Shchin, Chagav, or locusts, right, arba, zvuv, flies, tzira, these wasps, v'yitush, mosquitoes, v'shiluch, nechashim, akravim, snakes and scorpions, lo, hayu, masriyan, elatzokim. We wouldn't do masriyan, we'd tzokim, we'd cry out, but we don't do masriyan. So Gemara says, lokasha, right, and then we said before that for the shchin, you do masriyan. So Gemara says, lokasha, kambalach, kanbiyavish. Depends on how bad they are. If they're lach, if they're wet, if they're moist, so then that's not as serious, but if Yavish, if they're dry, then that is more serious. Tamar Bishuba Levi, Shkud Shevi Akosh Borchu Alamitzrim, right? Lach mi bachutz, have Yavish mi bifnim. Something that Akosh Borchu were brought on the Mitzrim, it was wet, or I guess moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Shemaz Bazik says, Vaishkin of Abu Usporech Badam of Abema. The Dalas Ninetz Lom Bimeher Tiftach, Maihi, what does that mean? Right? The door that is closed, right, is not easily quickly opened. Amar Zutra, Amar Smicha. If a person is supposed to get Smicha and something goes wrong, fails Bechina, whatever it is, right, it's not easy, right, to open that door again. Rav Ashi, Amar Kol Amarian Lo, right, Lo B'Mehira Mativin Lo. This is in a scenario where someone is people treat him in a bad way, not necessarily are they going to treat him in a good way. Meaning that you're not necessarily, if you try to, you know, accomplish something and people are bad to you, so it's not necessarily going to be Matzliach. Really, they're never ever going to do well. So Tosus just fills in what's going on over here with Rav Acham Edifti. Well, let's just finish the Gemara. Gemara says, Velohi, it's not really true. Rav Acham Edifti Milson Danafshiu Do Amar. Rav Acham Edifti was talking about his own story. What's going on over here? So Tosus already points out the Gemara in Bava Basra, that he wanted to become the Rav Acham Edifti. It was almost at Rosh Hashiva, right? In the end, they didn't appoint him. Right, so at the moment when they didn't appoint him, he said, "Oh, because Tosus points out that the lashon over there is lo b'mehira mativin lo. They won't quickly; things won't quickly turn around and get better for you." So he says that that's what he said when he tried to become a Rosh Yeshiva, and he wasn't. They appointed someone else, and but then in the end, when he then never ended up becoming Rosh Yeshiva at the end, he said, "Well, la'olam, it'll never work out for him if whenever he tries to accomplish something, it doesn't work out." Okay, that's not supposed to be discouraging to people who try and accomplish things, but okay, whatever. Again, if you buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, you can write a star for that. The Gemara says b'Shabbos hakodaitach. Really, you can write a star on Shabbos. Like we usually say in halacha class, I give a Shabbos Hilchos Shabbos class. Right? I always tell the girls that once you're talking about a malacha d'oraisa, there's nothing to talk about. Once you're dealing with the derabanan, so then okay. Sometimes if there's other considerations, so then you know you can play with it a bit. So that's what Gemara basically asked. Said Melacha Daraisa, regardless of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, buying houses in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a second, right? Keeping Goyim from buying houses in Eretz Yisrael, whatever consideration you want, right? And this is Daraisa, isn't this a Daraisa? Chil Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. So how can you write a star on Shabbos? Elikadama Rava, like rather Rava says, Hossam, he said over there, that's Rashi already quotes. Is it Rashi? Where did I see it? I don't know. Ah, Mesoros Shas. Yeah, okay. Mesoros Shas quotes Gittin and Daf Ches, right? That basically Rashi says the Gemara there says, right? You can ask a goy to do something for someone who is sick. Right, if again of the Amila Nachri is motor, if someone cholish imbo sarkana, so if you, that's what Rav said over there, Omer the Nachri veosa, you can tell a goy to do it, and Hakanami so do over here. What are we saying by writing a star? Omer the Nachri veosa, you can tell a goy, and he can write a star, and that's already dindar abanan. Right, Amila Nachri, then you can write a star for that. Valva gav der Amila Nachri shvosu, and even though Amila Nachri is also dindar abanan, because of settling in Eretz Yisrael and right, getting buying a place in Eretz Yisrael, Chazal were not gozer. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmina, Rav Yonasan, Halokech, Ir be'Eretz Yisrael. If a person buys, is well zocher to buy an entire city. So kofen also likach la derech ma'arba ruchosel mipnei Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Also another tikkun of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If a guy buys a city, we make him buy roads leading to it in all four directions, right? So that people can come and settle, and everybody can come and trade and the whole deal. We want to make sure Eretz Yisrael is as settled as possible. Okay, we're going to hold it here. I'm going to go fight there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.